Today we're taking a pirate radio style jungle ARP and turning it into a tight, arranged FX element that actually works inside a modern drum and bass track in Ableton Live 12. And this is a really important skill, because on its own, an ARP can sound cool for about 5 seconds. But in a real DNB arrangement, it needs a job. It needs to create tension, add movement, glue sections together, and help the track feel like it's going somewhere. So we're not just making a loop here, we're building a proper arrangement tool. The vibe we're aiming for is classic jungle and pirate radio energy, but cleaned up enough to sit next to a punchy break, a reese bass, and a solid sub. Think urgent, slightly unstable, a little gritty, but still controlled. First thing, start with a simple MIDI phrase. Don't overcomplicate it. Load up a stock synth like Wavetable, Analog, or Operator and keep the source sound basic. A saw-based tone is a great starting point. You want something that has enough harmonic content to cut through, but not so much that it starts fighting the drums or the bass. Write a one-bar or two-bar pattern using just a few notes. 3 to 5 notes is plenty. In jungle and darker DNB, minor or modal ideas usually work best, because they give you that restless, slightly tense feeling. Keep the note lengths short too. We're talking tight, percussive phrasing, not long legato lines. ARP note lengths around a 16th or an 8th note are a strong starting point. And here's a good teacher note, treat the ARP like percussion first, harmony second. If the rhythm works when the drums are muted, you're probably in the right zone. If it already feels cluttered on its own, it'll definitely get in the way once the break comes in. Next, tighten the MIDI. Quantize it to 1/16th if needed, but don't suck all the life out of it. DNB is fast. Yes, but that doesn't mean it should be robotic. If the pattern feels too stiff, try pulling a subtle groove from the groove pool. Even a light swaying or a break-based groove can make the ARP feel more human, without losing the precision. Also, shorten the note tails. This matters a lot in fast music. Long releases can smear into the snare and make the whole phrase feel lazy. You want the hits to read clearly, almost like a pitched percussion layer. If the notes overlap too much, clean that up unless you specifically want a legato effect. If you're using Ableton's Arpeggiator MIDI effect before the synth, that can be a great shortcut too. Try a rate of 1/16th or 1/32nd depending on the density you want. Keep the gate somewhere in the middle, maybe around 35-60%, so the notes stay punchy instead of flowing too long. Simple patterns often hit harder in this style. Now let's shape the synth tone itself. We are not going for glossy trance sparkle here. We want tension, grit, and a little instability. Something that feels like it's coming through an old pirate broadcast, but still has enough definition to cut through a modern mix. So on Wavetable or Analog, keep unison low. Maybe 2-4 voices max. Don't stack it into a huge super saw unless you want to lose the jungle character. And only a little detune, just enough to create width and motion. Then shape the filter so it sits in a useful range. Depending on the octave, a cutoff somewhere between a few hundred hertz and a couple of kilohertz is a good starting point. You can also add a little resonance for bite, but be careful. Too much resonance and the ARP turns into a whistle. Just enough peak is enough to give it that radio-style edge. A short amp envelope with low sustain will usually make the pattern feel more animated and more percussive. If you want a bit more character, you can add subtle pitch instability or a gentle pitch envelope. Again, the key word is subtle. The goal is not seasick chaos. The goal is controlled movement. Now the fun part, the FX chain. This is where the pirate radio flavor really comes alive. Start with saturator. A little drive goes a long way. Push it just enough to rough up the tone and help it translate on smaller speakers. Soft clipping can be really useful here too, because it adds attitude without completely flattening the sound. Then use EQ8. High pass the ARPs so it gets out of the low end way. In a DNB track, that low area belongs to the kick and sub. If the ARP has extra low mid junk, clean that out as well, especially around the muddy 200-500 Hz area. If the top gets harsh, tame that too. We want presence, not ear fatigue. Next, auto filter. This is a huge part of the movement. Use a low pass or band pass shape and automate the cutoff over time. This is how you get that opening up sensation across an intro or build. Add some resonance if you want a more radio-like peak, but don't overdo it. We're aiming for tension, not a synth noodle. Then add echo. A dotted 1/8 or a 1/16 can work really well here. Keep the feedback modest, unless you're deliberately building into a transition. Filter the repeats so they don't muddy the drums. A little modulation can make the echoes feel more worn and broadcast-like, which is perfect for this style. After that, add a light reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep it short and controlled. A small room or plate often works better than a huge wash, because the ARP still needs to stay focused. A touch of pre-delay helps the front of the ARP stay crisp before the tail blooms. Now, one of the biggest things to watch in DNB is width. Width is powerful, but if you overdo it, the track loses focus in the center. So use utility to keep things under control. Check the mono compatibility often. If the ARP has any low end, it should be removed with EQ rather than left wide. You can use utility to tighten the stereo image if it starts feeling too washed out. A really smart move is to create two layers. One layer can be cleaner and more focused, sitting more in the foreground. The second layer can be filtered, more distorted, and quieter, just adding atmosphere behind it. This gives you depth without turning the arrangement into soup. Once the sound is right, resample it. This is where the arrangement starts to become real. You can freeze and flatten the track, or route it to a new audio track and record it as resampling. Either way, printing the ARP to audio gives you way more control. And this is the step that takes you from loop thinking to arrangement thinking. Once it's audio, you can chop tails, reverse tiny bits, create stutters, and make little edits that feel handcrafted. You can also warp it if anything needs tightening. Use clip gain to shape accents, and use fades to smooth out cuts. Small audio edits are gold in jungle and pirate radio style arrangements. A reversed pickup into a snare fill, a clipped repeat on the last hit of a phrase, or a chop tail before the drop can make everything feel much more intentional. Now arrange it like a DNB section, not a loop. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar chunks. That's how the energy moves in this genre. For example, you might start with the ARP filtered and narrow in the intro. Then over the next 8 bars, open the filter and slowly let it breathe. When the drums and bass come in, you can keep the ARP moving but make it less constant. Maybe remove one note. Maybe add a delay throw at the end of a phrase. Maybe mute it for a bar so its return feels bigger. That dropout is important. In DNB, space creates impact. If the ARP just drones on for 16 bars straight, the ear stops caring. But if it disappears, reappears, and changes roll through the arrangement, it starts to feel like part of the record. Now automate it. This is where the pirate radio story really comes to life. Open the filter over 8 bars. Increase echo feedback right before a transition. Then pull it back down. Add a little more reverb on the last beat of a phrase if you want the trailing out feel. Push the saturator a bit harder into a fill. Widen it slightly in the build. Then tighten it up before the drop. The main thing here is to avoid over-automating everything at once. One strong move per 4 or 8 bars usually sounds more intentional than a bunch of competing sweeps. Make the changes feel like decisions, not accidents. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't leave too much low-mid energy in the ARP. Don't make it too wide. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't let it run non-stop. And don't overquantize it so hard that it loses all motion. If you keep the rhythm tight but alive, the ARP will sit much better with the break and bass. If you want to push the style further, try a few variations. Make a call-and-response version, where the second phrase answers the first with fewer notes. Alternate between darker and brighter filter states. Create a cleaner build version and a more distorted drop version. Or strip the ARP down so it only appears as a memory of the hook in the outro. Here's a solid little practice challenge. Write a 2-bar ARP using 4 notes in a minor key. Tighten the MIDI. Build a clean but tense synth tone. Add EQ, saturator, auto filter, echo, and utility. Automate the filter to open over 8 bars, and spike the echo feedback on the last beat before the drop. Then bounce it to audio, make one reverse chop, and check it in mono. If it still feels exciting when simplified, you've done it right. So the big idea is simple. Take a jungle ARP, tighten the timing, shape it with stock Ableton FX, and arrange it like a real DNB phrase. Keep the low end out, control the width, automate movement, and resample when you're ready to turn the loop into a proper transition tool. If it gives you that pirate radio energy, but still sits cleanly with the breaks and bass, you've nailed the sound.